in a few minutes, if you're dealing with anything particular that you want me to agree with you in prayer, in a few minutes I'm going to let you come to the altar before I pray. And you coming to the altar meaning that I'm, as long as it's biblically lined up, you understand, I'm in agreement with you. Now listen, I jot these few notes down before I pray that you're going to have to know in your maturing stages of your life in the spirit. Number one, give no place to the accuser. The accuser is an abuser. Not only here at the sanctuary, but all the time, set the atmosphere by praise, worship, and faith. Always keep your atmosphere set by praise, worship, and faith. And I mean, no matter whether you're in your car, yes, sir, or you're in the restroom at your job, yes, sir, whatever it takes, all right? Always set your atmosphere. Atmosphere is very important. Environment can't change the atmosphere, but atmosphere can change the environment. Yes, sir. The third thing is maintaining a fresh anointing by always yielding to the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not talking about just here now. I'm talking about your personal life. Maintaining a fresh anointing by always yielding to the Holy Spirit. That's your divine right as a child of God. You understand that? Yeah, you don't have to be here at this building for that to happen. The next thing is taking authority by force over everything that is not glorifying God. Taking authority by force. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. The violent take it by force. Strong man armed, his goods are in people. When they're stronger than he come, he take his arm and spoil his goods. And the fifth thing that I want to pray with you about in your maturing, because we're maturing here, knowing that you are an agent of change by being the salt of the earth, giving life taste, salt give life taste, and preserve life. The light of the world. Anywhere darkness is, just a spark of light will change it. Jesus said, you're the salt of the earth, you're the light of the world. And you are, and this one would be, you have to catch this one. He told a parable, but you are the yeast of the spirit. Wherever you are, the spirit enlarge. Expand miracles, signs, and wonders begin to function wherever you are. You the yeast, you the salt, you the light. And the next thing is you're a seed carrier. You're a seed carrier. You can plant things and they'll come up supernatural. You can say words out your mouth and cause a supernatural episode to begin. Ooh, a supernatural episode mean that one thing come after another one. Those words just come in my mouth, a supernatural episode. What authority we carry as we learn to function in the spirit properly. You know, it's time to grow up. It's time to stop going through these routine accolades. Those five things will help you. I mentioned five things, didn't I? Attend to those things. Attend to them in your personal life. Stop going through your routine prayer and your routine scripture reading. Let the refreshing come. He's alive. I'm about to pray. He can keep spark in your life. You know what I mean by spark? Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. All the time, fresh fire. Religion wants you to stay the same. Routine. Regular. That's not God. Nothing routine about God. Nothing regular about God. God is a revolution. He's always changing. Can I talk with you? Just going to a building and say you're going to church. No, you're a church carrier. Church in your car. Church in your kitchen. Church in your yard. Everywhere you are, church is. All I can say to you, a change has come. And after the new birth, there must be continuously birth of growth. Write that down. Birth of growth. In other words, you're birthing, you grow and you go into another area that came from your new birth. See, you never stop birthing. That was good about God. He never finished with you. He's always, get these words, he's always aiming to increase you. But to increase you, you must let more of him in. Got me? Now remember, you're an agent of change. Let me give you another scenario before I pray. You're agent of change. That's why Jesus told you, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That's an agent of change. Everywhere you go, you see, you are an inheritance of the earth as you walk in his meekness. Blessed are the pure in heart. But they shall what? See God. Everywhere you go, people are able to see God because you're there. They see God in you. Woo. I'm going to preach that on your purposes, the beatitude, in the near future. While you're here, you got to get salt and light, meekness, pure heart. You're an agent of change. Woo, Lord. Come on, let's start coming to the altar who want to come. I'm about to pray. You're an agent of change. Now, I don't agree with nobody don't get what they're asking for. So I ain't agreeing with you if you ain't going to get it. See, I've read John 15:7.
Yes, sir.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will, and it be done to you. I read 1 John 5:14-15. Yes, this is the confidence you have in him. If you ask anything according to his will, he hears you.
Yes,
and if you know he hears you, you know you have the position that you desire of him.
Yes, sir.
So I don't pray in the blind.
See,
you should pray to answer.
Exactly.
Every time you pray, if you pray in the word, you pray to answer. You understand me?
Yes,
you pray to answer. So what that word is, Lord? Expectation. Expectation. I've never prayed a prayer that wasn't answered. I might not have understood the answer when it first came, but in due season, he'd take me around to it. I never asked for nothing God didn't give me. You know why? It's an established fact that what we up here about is already yours. Been hidden by the enemy, held back by the enemy. But as your man of God, I bring you to the fruition that everything, every promise that God said about you already belong to you. He give you your prayer life to take it. He give you your prayer life to make it happen. Never come to this building thinking church, the service is going to be the same. Right. Just forget it. So I don't see why you cannot fully receive what you believe in God for right here, right now. Hold fast to it. How you hold fast to it? Continue saying the same thing he say about it. Other words, you have the opportunity. You listening? You were built by God to be able to come into divine agreement with it. No, I'm not just talking to him. I'm talking to you. You're a Christian, right? And I'm going to ask y'all to stop visiting God. This ministry, you will not keep up every other Sunday. You're going to be left. One Sunday, you're going to be left because there's a maturing factor going on. You just listen when I preach this morning. You watch. I don't know what autumn I'm going to say, but watch what happens. Yes, sir. There's a maturing factor going on, and the same old can't be no more.
Right.
You know, you come in every now and then, and you're a member of the church, but you come in every now and then, but you're going to be left so far behind. If your husband and wife catch hand, you hear as a team what you're believing for. Father, we come this morning thanking you for the opportunity together in the name of your son Jesus. We thank you that the blood have brought us back in the right relationship with you, and that the blood speaks better than the blood of Abel. And every person that's standing before this altar this morning, there are certain things, according to your word, they know they are divine right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
As an apostle of Jesus Christ, I come in agreement with them that this right that they know that is already theirs will now manifest and demonstrate in their lives or their family or their business or whatever they are believing for. I come in agreement with them. You say if two of us agree on earth, anything we ask, it shall be done for us. And you say in your word, how can two walk together except they be agreed? By divine agreement, every healing that is needed at this altar come forth now. By divine agreement, every family relationship that need to get right at his altar, come now. By divine agreement, every limitation is removed from lives around this altar and around the world of people gathered around the set now in agreement with us. We thank you, Father. We pray this prayer based on John 15:7. 1 John 5:14-15. This is the confidence we have in you. Thank you that even while we stand here at this altar, that your answer will come out of your word this morning. As your word is divided, it will divide us to hear what you're saying. We thank you that the religious spirit of murder, that murdered the truth, we take authority over that spirit in this area and put out kingdom government over it. The bastard spirit of racism, we take authority over it. There's one God, one faith, one baptism, one people in your eyesight. All the accolades of slavery is broken now. Oh my. All superior spirits are dealt with. All inferior spirits are dealt with in the name of Jesus. The only supreme being is you and those who walk in you. We turn this service in your hand. There are people come to hear your word. There are people all over the world listening at your word from this sanctuary. Let it be clear what you want to say to us today. Give us direction. Thank you so much. Thank you for my brothers and sisters who are standing beside me. May they get their answer. I don't only want my answer. Lord, I want them to get their answer. I don't only want my healing. Lord, I want them to get their healing. In Jesus' name, what I want you to do to bring this thing into the right of, I feel the presence of God. And to bring this time into its rightful place, what I want you to do is I want you to greet one another, but I want you to greet one another as brothers and sisters. Okay? So when you shake hand with a sister, good morning, sister. You shake hand with a brother, good morning, brother. I want to bring that fellowship into this place before I preach it. Prayers are going to start singing while you're doing that. You find your seat, and then I'm going to come back with the word. But I want you to I don't want you to little dab or do you. I don't want you to shake two people's hand. I want everybody to shake 10 people's hand. Start doing it.